Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again. Bringing God's word from Glenn's journey perspective. Oh, the enemy is our respect. First, it's the day that God well, but God not as far as God is from. Remember that he's with you. Glenn is with you. Glenn makes a better person. Today's subject of it's one that's been on my heart a while now, but when I hear people who call themselves Christians, I'm not questioning what their experience is. People who call themselves Christians, I've said some purple people who are not like them. Or being Christian, you love everybody, regardless of who they are, where they come from, and what they have. But it seems like they're not certain. Some Christian beliefs, and I just quote them. Saying that unless we exist, we can't be Christians. From 6 John, title is Blessed, Love, Blessed, and Action. And one thing about love and action is more intended that you talk about love. Father, you must have demonstrated it in his life. And I'm saying everybody, I'm saying something. You could show everybody the strength of the bond, those who have a different place, or creed, then the same ground. Looking to the fourth chapter of the Epistle of John, 1 John chapter 1, starts at verse 7. There's love. Let us love one another, because God is love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and lives. Whoever does not love is not from God. For God is love. Now, that's pretty something funny. Now, I know many LGBT people. I've heard in some parts it's not a but there's a trash with this total perverts that are not in the world experience or something. So, another thing, I'm pretty sure some of you can podcast is heard them. But I'm telling you that God loves you. And people who say this are wrong. Say that they love God, hate their fellow man. You know, and this is not my saying. This is what the scripture says. Love does not know God, but God is love. Not my saying, it's what the scripture says. The book of John is verse 13. By this we know that we find because of the Spirit. We have seen and testified in the Father to the Son as the same as the world. Go to verse 16. Second part. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. reverse one. We'll go back to first of 1950. We love the first of us. Those say, I love God, and he said, brothers, divorces, priests, or liars. For those who do not love brother or sister, that they have sinned, without love God, they have not. The commandment we have, those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. Go back to verse 20. Those who say, I love God, I hate their brothers and sisters, are liars. Not my saying, but some of you might be listening to this program, and you've done these things. Not my saying, Scripture. The one thing about God, and one thing about Jesus, don't fix words. You know, you can get any prestige you want. This is what God says. He goes, how can you say, love God, love Jesus, have Jesus in your heart, and then you hate your brother or your sister because they're a different race, or they're not part of your tribe, or they come from a different country, or the religion is the same as yours, gender. You know, there's a lot of people who say they love God and make money. There's people who say they love God and they hate people who are gay or transgender or lesbian or queer or gender nonconforming. You hear people who love God because they're, you know, they may come from a different part of state. Unfortunately, what we're seeing now is a lot of tribalism. And as I've mentioned before, everybody wants to be in a tribe, and it's not good for anybody. And it certainly shouldn't be in the Christian church. You know, it says in Scripture that people will know they're Christians by how love one another. And those who profess the love of God, and then you hate your fellow person, you should be ashamed of yourself. You know, Jesus died for everybody. I heard someone say one time, either Jesus died for everybody or he died for nobody. And that's pretty much the truth. A little word to my trans brothers. You know, you're not an operation. You're not perverted. You're not a fellow. Or you're the way God created you. God created you, whatever race you are, whatever country that you came from. And it's permanent. Speaks to the different chapter. So the fifth chapter of that, the last chapter 5, start with verse 40. You ever heard that it was said, you shall love the enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, and pray those who persecute so they thank the children of the Father in heaven. For he makes the sun shine on the evil and on the good, send rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you had? Right? The tax collectors do the same. And if you keep all brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even Gentiles the same. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Before I go, to go back to the old person and die and put it on it. But using the same as a new way on in the brain to present to the people. Now, love and peace, love and break, love and break is a hard job. Maybe there's a reason why there ain't. There ain't a particular area that's in. As a matter of fact, you know, God isn't so much in the business of keeping everything the same, because there's always a lot of growth. Now, either you're going to grow or you're going to stagger. I think part of the reason why there's a lot of angst against people who are different from us is the fact that things aren't going to be the same, or they may not be the same. And in a sense, that's good. I share my testimony sometimes. What God did in 1980 may not work here in 2018. What God did last year may not work. You know, you have to go to a situation. That's not one of the situations. You deal with it. I know with missionaries, if they go to another land, they have to understand the people there, how they think, their culture, their customs. And when a missionary goes to a country, I'll send it to the mountains. And the mountains, when the mountains go to another country to bring the gospel, that's what they're. Purposes to bring the gospel, not to Americanize people there. I'll repeat that. When a missionary from America goes to another place to bring the gospel to a people that's lost or in need or necessary to hear the gospel, God's not to Americanize or put them into the so-called American culture. This is as bring the word of God to them, speak the word of God to them, God will work. Now how God works in each person, that's between them and God. And then back to my grandmother's so God. You know, some of you might question, why did God make you this way? Well, he made you this way because he has a purpose for your life. The world may not understand it, but it has to be. The world may read it. The world may ridicule you, but if you were Jesus, they'll tell lies about you, but if you were Jesus, Jesus knows what you're in. Those are the Roman, but you can be victorious. Your strength is to be victorious. I thought back and go back to the beginning. Go to verse chapter 22. Back to chapter. Verse 37. The greatest commandment. Says he said to his one of the Pharisees, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. Shall love me as yourself. On these two commandments, all the law, the prophets. and she loved her, the other person. There's a difference. Not those that aren't like you. I mean, wherever you have a wide diversity of people from all over the world. And God loves us the same. I'm not sure that's what I'm saying. I'm afraid for them. You know, it's an opportunity to present to you. You know, get to know them. You know, I love you know, learning about different beliefs and different cultures and what the culture is about. You know, you think about it all, we're all part of God's creation. Doesn't matter where we come from. You know, that one thing I do is I always appreciate that we come from. You know, I'm pretty sure if I travel to other countries, you know, I appreciate the culture that they have in the future. But then I think about all my fine brothers and sisters. LGBT. You know, and all they have to know just because people thought this is a God. Again, my field, of course, you say they're not a God, another person. Here's a fire. That's not my story. This is what says in the Scripture. And what's happening is a lot of LGBT people, they turn their backs on anything to do with religion, Bible, God, because of what they hear, what kind of people are bothered with. And in a sense, I don't blame them from this kind of fashion to walk with them. But the thing is, they need to remember is that maybe those people are bashing people on time. But God doesn't do that. I mean, you know, people may hate you, but God loves you. That doesn't change. That has never changed. That will not change. I think it's 4th chapter of John, referred to as the love chapter. And like no, as a Christian, I have to be mindful of it. Now let's talk about it. A lot to talk about love. But when it comes to the demonstration, it's a whole other thing. They'll say you had a new person in church in Chicago. Here you go up and introduce that person and feel welcome. You know, you have a person in the state, you know, a different place. Sexuality or identity. You know, you make people welcome, love, and fight. Because somebody is different, you're different. You're different. You're not as right as was man. I think it's that's been an issue with people's friends. Not one kind of facility is people aren't willing to change. Okay, they made a mistake. They did whatever they did. And they don't serve their time, they pay for their crime. But when they get back, society, nobody thought people aren't willing to take a chance on you. I know there's a lot of them that want it. They would love it. I'm a witness today in second chance. And what? 13 years ago, I was lying in the hospital. My bypass surgery. Going through the bypass. God gave me a witness. I'm a witness in second chance. God gave anybody to me that they signed with me. I was on the cross and I was like, Jesus, God, you gave me my chance. Peter, he denied Christ. He denied him three times. But he got another chance. And so there's people in your life that don't listen. They got another chance. And they were successful. They took advantage of it. You know, when people like, to some of my friends talk about the transition. It's like another chance for them. A chance to be the person that they really are. And God is a God of second chance. And one thing about love is that, you know, you make yourself vulnerable. Everybody loves you. You're like most love somebody that maybe everybody hates. But it may be that the person who needs someone to love them, I mean, they're hurting too. Why is it some people are disliked? You know, I don't know, different reasons. I always say about friends, if you're going to have lunch, you have to show yourself funny. I think one reason I believe in a lot of people using the stick of flash because nobody loves them. Nobody cares, but they will feel everybody's against them. Conclusion, both this particular podcast, I'd like to say, one of the most consistent things about God is to be there no matter where we are, at what point, and that's love. I feel them when I'm the who has it. You know, that challenge people pray because they broadcast, say they love God, but they dislike a person that's different from them. I ask you to sit down, pray, think about what you're saying, what you're doing. Are you actually pushing somebody away from you because of your own biases? Are you pushing some way because they don't understand them? Only way to understand a person is, you know, put aside your own permanent, you know, your presupposed, what's the word I'm trying to say? If they're your own feelings. Because you have to remember, maybe, you know, maybe you don't understand them, but maybe they don't understand you. The other thing is, it isn't, you know, God's kingdom isn't just about you or how you think people should be. You know, God worships each person differently. And God has a plan for every person's life. You may not understand it between them and God. You know, as Christians, we should encourage us. Demonstrate. You should be encouraged. and Bryce will welcome to the welcome them into the service. Why? Because that person, which person, you know, he's your brother, your sister. There's, but God doesn't, you know, as far as, you know, what they believe, or political, or so that's in the theory. That's the theory of the shock of the love. You know, how God works in the person of life, that's between them. You know, we have God work in our lives also. You have to let God change us. But are we open to God's change? God wants to make us better by the others. God wants to do a way of working us. Because I mentioned time and time again, God has plans to be fun. Don't stifle God's spirit. Don't stifle in your life. There's a reason why God will bring a person into your life. Now, whatever that reason is, just pray on it. Pray on it. Embrace it. Well, I think what happened in my transition is that I embraced it. I didn't try to embrace it. But now I understand. Yeah, you know, you understand it. You know, you may not understand. You know, you may not understand what those folks thought. That worked out the deal. Some of your love, but demonstrated word and I leave it with the old saying. A lot of people would rather, you know, their actions will speak by them more than any other word, if one of, say, 10 million words. But if you show a person that you love them, embrace them, do with them, that speaks volumes. Doesn't matter what you say, how many words you speak about, demonstrate Jesus' life is above the head. I don't know, let us love, let us be God's conduit. So let's put our love in action and be Genevieve and Holmes, Genevieve Gems, contact on Facebook.com/Jenny, GPN, at Rose. And if you have any questions, Captain Cassidy. Thank you once again for joining me. Got any questions?